In Brattleboro, a police officer and a former drug dealer have been meeting regularly to strategize about fighting the opioid crisis. It may seem surprising, but like police departments across the country, Brattleboro police are experimenting with new strategies to deal with the opioid epidemic. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
When Justin Johnston was selling drugs around southern Vermont, the cops were not his friend.
The only interaction we got whenever I was on the streets and actively using was when we were getting in trouble.
And there was plenty of trouble back in the day. Johnston was arrested for dealing, and he spent 7 months on the run. He eventually spent 5 years in prison. Johnston is now in recovery, and he's working with the police running a program to help addicts.
Contact information to Project CARE.
On a recent morning, Johnston walked into the Turning Point Center in Brattleboro, a gathering place for people in recovery. Inside, he met with Lieutenant Adam Petlock with the Brattleboro Police Department. People like Johnston can relate to those who still struggle with addiction, Petlock explained.
Certainly I can only offer so much help, but the help I provide is I call Justin. And then Justin can help her. Like, she's comfortable with Justin. She knows Justin. She's comfortable with Justin. So you bring Justin in there, and he starts making some of these phone calls, or at least standing next to her while she's making the phone call,
right,
and coordinate them with that. You know?
Petlock says bringing in people like Johnston is a critical part of the department's opioid strategy, which they call Project CARE. As part of the initiative, Petlock has brought officers to hospitals and addiction centers to build relationships. And the police say they support dropping criminal charges against people willing to undergo treatment.
If you notice, like, everybody's just going about their business like usual, and that's kind of how we want this to operate. Like, people want people to be used to interacting with the police. We want to work together. We're not going to solve any of the panhandling problem, the opiate problem, getting overdoses. Like, we're not going to get any of that done with the police department alone. We need the assistance of people in the community. We need the assistance of Turning Point and the other services in town.
Johnston said people who struggle with addiction were initially skeptical of the police's plans.
In the beginning, there were people nervous and running and like, oh, I don't know about this. And these same people a year later are calling and asking about the program, and they just feel more comfortable. And that's because of the relationship and the connection that's built, you know, over this past year, for sure.
The police say it's hard to show how the program is doing by looking at data or at any reports on arrests or overdose deaths. For now, Petlock said, they are simply focused on building trust. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.